takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it.
Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up. 3 inches.
Raise 10-0. You can.
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Wait, we need to cluster. Otherwise, it's just me walking with the recorder.
Yeah. So we walked like halfway through Deep Cup Park at this point.
We're past the gazebo, people.
And we went underneath a little hanging worm.
Yeah, past. Go under the hanging worm.
Yeah. Go under the inchworm. Make
a
left.
About a half inch.
All right, hold the recorder.
What's
okay.
The description?
You're looking for a unique container in a standard camouflage lock and lock container near the end of the park. The queen herself is not for taking. Please keep her in the box.
We're taking the queen.
No. No.
During spring and summer months, there will be plenty of bees around the park, but the cache. Do you say cache or cachet?
Cache.
Is not hidden near flowers or flowering trees. I recommend taking the path on the left side of the parking lot as there is more to see on your way to the cache. Deep Cut Gardens is a beautiful but often overlooked park with numerous species of flowers, trees, and wildlife. There's also a well-stocked koi pond and some tourable greenhouses. It is worth it to set aside some time to relax and take in the sights here. And the hint is not in the sewer, but around the general area. Awesome. It was great right up till we got to that.
This person writes like I do.
Long.
Babbles and pen.
That's a great phrase.
I think we need to write a song that starts out that way. She babbles and pen.
Is it about me? Because it can
of
be
course.
Worse.
We're writing more songs while we're geocaching than we actually do it. So now you know the origins of our songs, Ken Flowers and
she
babbling and pen.
And we can't take the queen.
And we can't take the queen. I'm taking the queen.
You're not taking the queen.
No, no queen.
Taking the queen is like taking the tiki and the tiki god of like, you know, you ever see the Brady Bunch?
Oh, God.
All right, we're here.
Are we really?
We are. I mean, it's not because we cut the boring part out. We're just actually here. It's that close, people.
Deep cut.
Wag trivia. We've taken several of our pictures here at Deep Cut Gardens.
Indeed, we have. And Ken Flower had his wedding pictures taken here. Had his wedding pictures taken here.
Oh, queen.
Is this the one that you were
yes, this
to
is
us?
The one that I'm talking about, yeah. Did you hear back from...
My cousin did, too, years ago.
Hi, this is Todd, and you're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Retracking well?
She doesn't know. She's just checking her email, right? Well, we've been walking for hours thinking that Leisha's leading us the right way, but she's just checking her email or her Facebook account.
Playing Angry Birds.
Playing Angry Birds, and we're like, we're dying here. Water. Well, I've decided to go a different route. I'm the only one with the recorder, so you're just going to hear the travels of Brian O. Wait, we got a winner. And I'm like 50 feet away. But I'm not gonna run. I'm just gonna casually walk. Because by the time I get there, they'll already have the cache in their hands. And apparently they do. So hold on a second. We're almost here. And there we go. The camo!
Look at me.
Nice job. Who spotted it?
Who do you think?
Well, it was a team effort. I found the hole, and then he found the thing up there.
All right, so can you describe what is in there?
All right, come over here.
I'm not going in there.
Yeah, it's kind of weedy.
It's like poison ivy-ish.
All right, let's go down here. All right, opening the geocache.
Whoa!
That must be the queen. Like
that's the queen.
Open her up.
It hooks over her nose.
Can't take the queen.
Cool.
That is cool.
We got...
Take a picture of her.
Yeah. Got a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Magnifying glass.
A pin.
A P.T. Billy. Oh. What is that? M-I-P-O-W-M-I-A.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, it's the person's name.
Geocaching chip.
please log this tag.
I guess, what do? You collect them maybe or something?
And I don't
know. 10 coins get you.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's like a game.
12-28-11, I found a
milk carton top.
You gotta take that thing out of your mouth there, bro.
12-28-11, keychain holder.
In other words, put your junk in
some more.
Yeah, pretty much. Throw your garbage out and geocaching.
Sticker.
Sticker. We've got VIP card to the windmill.
Oh.
Oh, enjoy a hot dog on the house.
You know what, Brian?
What's the date? What's the date?
Valid only at the locations listed on the back. Here, you want a
take
hot
it.
Dog?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
go ahead.
What is that?
All right, so we're going to take the free
that
hot dog,
card.
Somebody's business card. How dare them try for cheap advertising? Let's put our mystery tape
yeah,
in.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to put the T in?
Wait, there's something else to go in there.
Oh, yeah. POWMIA. Okay, we'll put the T in here.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'll take the chip.
Let me take a picture of the
second
queen.
Chip.
Is that the notebook?
Here, Sherry, you
hold
the queen.
Hook her nose.
Wait, is that the notebook then?
Oh, here's the notebook.
There's a couple pens. Pencils. Oh, good, nice. That fits in this one. I think maybe they all unhook the same way, maybe.
Can you rip off the sheet of paper
yeah.
or that?
Maybe they make those specifically for you.
And then here, you write the note.
So they're getting the imaginary radio sampler. They're getting
the
soundtrack to a silent movie CD.
And mystery tape.
Are they going to get mystery tape also?
Sure.
All right, yeah, this is a good
just
chat.
In case we can't find the other one. This right, one's big down. Enough to have everything.
You kneel down again.
Picture.
Kneel. It just looked cool with you digging in the box. Right? All
right. All right,
guys.
Chrissy.
Yeah.
Get down.
Get down a sec.
Oh, you need to take the newspaper.
Yeah. Switch down. Oh, are we taking a picture?
Yeah. All right, guys, just look at the box.
Okay.
Somebody put their hand in the box. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, you write the note. It's the queen. Did you take a picture of the queen?
Yep.
Uh-oh. All
right.
I don't know if the queen's going to fit now.
The queen will fit. Relax.
Pull the paper up smaller.
Put the queen in first, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, and then put it. Yeah, exactly.
I gotta fit that back in, too.
Are there CDs?
CDs are in
both
here.
Both CDs?
Yes.
Well, don't close it yet.
I know, I just want to make sure it does close.
Mostly.
Yeah, close.
That's cool that they make a camouflage one.
Yeah, what did they do?
Oh,
yeah, you know,
they did
on?
It themselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Oh, you're disappointed you wanted to buy a camo one?
No, I thought they did a bunch of different tape, but it's just camo tape.
This was a good find.
Thank you.
now for our news update. News update?
Well, May... there's an ad in here that says...
1981.
May 1981. Pain finally relieved without drugs. For over 29 years, I've successfully treated back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, headache pain, sciatica. Blah, blah, blah. Call me today. Let's see if he's still there. I have 3% left. I just removed my city. Shoot. That's all right. Okay, let's call this guy. Yeah, see if he's still in business. What's his name? Dr. Burton Sherrill. Dr. Burton, you still at your...
Tell me you have pain.
I have just pain.
What did the number start with? 732 or 9?
That's a 212. We are in New York City.
I know it changed the whole...
Here we go.
Say, can you finally relieve pain without drugs?
Let's see. Doctor's not in.
It is Saturday.
Yeah, it is Saturday, and 35 years later. Maybe. We have nothing. Let's see what else we can call.
You can call the camera place and say, I see your ad here for...
Is this coupon still good?
And then say, it's a little old. The ad is a little old.
Remember when you were a kid and you got your first tape recorder and just recorded your friends laughing and being stupid? That's pretty much this show.
Herbert Cottrell. This cat... And start that over. Many people driving through this old country never stop, hit the brakes, climb the steps, and learn a little local history. This cache is an official geocache container. Climb up the steps and look around to the right prior to entering the fenced-in area. If you get stumped to the location, I think you mean as to the location... Check 12 o'clock, where a great tree once stood. It is covered with a small stick on the portion of the stump closest to the fence. In between the roots is where the cache lies, resting in peace. Please replace the sticks and debris so no muggles find this container. Thank you. Herbert Cottrell. What is Herbert Cottrell?
Names of roads. Probably the cross street.
Resting in peace. Maybe it's near a cemetery.
Yeah. Let's find out.
Let's punch in the coordinates, and are we ready to head out?
We're not yet ready because I have not punched in coordinates.
Side step. Right over there, there's a rock pylon, and you can see snakes in there.
Where? Right around there. You saw them?
Did you not hear her the first time?
I've been here before.
I mean, did you see them just today?
Not today, but we didn't go there yet.
We stick our heads out of for pictures.
I want to see snakes.
Brian and I are back in the car. I think guys just move faster than women. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because we have longer legs.
So f***ing slow.
Go. We got caching to do.
We have caching to do.
Do you, besides revisiting the sites or looking for other ones, do you want to make an official one?
We can.
The WAG geocache site.
We can do that.
I know.
Updates.
I don't know the way you said it. I'd be scared.
You put it in like...
It just sounds like
you can change it whenever you want.
Yeah, it's right outside the house. No, but we could do that.
I could do it by my apartment on the beach.
Nice, yeah. There's
a lot of
beach. There's a lot of beach ones.
In the dunes.
That'd be great.
Then I can just go across the street and change it whenever I want. I can look in it every day and see if somebody picks up.
Yeah. And you know, you could do it. You should put a CD in there, put a note, leave $5.
And there's official websites you can go to post that you've planted on.
Yeah.
Hold that.
I'm telling you, it's this way.
What's the clue? Oh, it's got to be there.
It's...
Oh, wow. Check it out.
All right. We do have an adventure in a cemetery after all.
Well, it said rest in peace.
What does the clue say?
Oh, so somebody else
in peace. There we
Look,
go.
Somebody else is caching.
No, maybe not.
Wow, that's why it says Herbert and Cottrell.
Look, Bright, read the sign. I want you to read the sign.
Oh, no.
Drummer boy.
It says drummer boy.
Okay, what's the other clue? We're in a cemetery, by the way.
Where are we?
We're in a cemetery. In the Herbert Cottrell Cemetery. All right, what's the clue?
I don't know. What's the clue?
Here.
See, you can find the Cottrell. Next page. No, we're in the Herbert Cottrell Cemetery.
Second page. This one?
Mm-hmm.
Cool place,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
All it is
Okay. Start from Minnie or the cache?
Yeah, no, this part is what we need. Climb steps, look around to the right.
Climb up the steps and look around to the right prior to entering the fenced-in area. If you get stumped to the location, check 12 o'clock where a great tree once stood. It is covered with a small stick on the portion of the stump closest to the fence.
There it is.
What are you guys doing?
Oh, geocaching?
There's a thing called geocaching that we just learned about. There's a website where people bury stuff and you're supposed to find
it. Yeah, like they get a little Tupperware container to put in stickers, pens. It's not anything amazing, but you find where they put it.
That's right here.
And you leave something. Yeah, you sign your name when you found it and you leave.
That's pretty cool. What's
it is.
Different.
It's called geocaching.
Geocaching. Okay.
They give you the coordinates.
And you need a GPS.
You just need a GPS, and it brings you right to the spot. And
Okay, before it's
we have to try to find it. So it says stand by the stump.
Oh, you found it in there.
Portion of the stump closest to the fence.
That is cool.
It's really neat.
They're all over the place.
Oh. We don't know what it is. What's
like you never would have known that was there.
Yeah, never.
And they're all over the place. Trevor, hold on. Don't open it yet. Oh, yeah. Picture,
yeah.
Picture.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I hope not, too.
Yeah, we're looking at the stone set.
All right. And we're actually recording a radio show right now.
So
we're
now you're on our radio show.
Hi.
Okay,
let's see what's inside.
Oh, a drum!
Brian, you're
drummer boy.
Whoa, something from a bank.
What is it?
Oh, it's another...
Money?
No, more...
That's
more
for Brian.
Band-Aids. They love putting Band-Aids.
Out.
Hidden on 31612.
So that's not very long What's ago. What's that
no,
stripey
wow,
thing
look how many
there.
People come here. 316, 318, 319, 3 on 318, 319, 320.
What is that stripey ball looking thing?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
It's like a ornament nope. thing that you put on top of your
finial?
Watch battery.
Something. Oh, it's like a bedpost.
Can I see it?
Type of thing. Oh, like a curtain rod.
Wait, there's more.
Yeah,
sort of.
Like the enamel.
Let's see what this thing.
Cashing up with friends, Central Jersey Geocaching, cashnj.net, a marble.
Here's the knob.
Oh, this is if you found this by accident.
What do you mean?
It tells you what it is and then to put it all back.
Oh, that's a good idea. But who would find that by accident?
Well, we can't leave the CDs because
you can shove
is
it in
the hole not big
can
enough?
Can it fit in the hole of the tree?
Yeah, it can fit in the hole, but it can't fit in here.
That's all
right. Right, you have to take this.
It didn't fit in the...
The drum nuts.
No, you have to take this.
Yeah, I'm going to take the drum.
Where are we going to put it?
I'll leave the two geocaching chips.
Well, that's a good idea.
And the CDs, and make sure you write down we left the CDs. Yeah. And there's something by accident.
Alright, hold this.
A business card, Brian?
I don't.
All right, the first one to find it was on 318, 2 days after it was hidden. Took nothing, left Band-Aids.
See ya.
Bye. Oh, TFTC was here also.
Is that somebody from the other ones?
Yeah. Nobody's been here in almost a month.
Cool. You would have thought that there was a cemetery here.
Who's got the newspaper? Here, Chris, here's the keys, so otherwise you'll never get in.
Oh, yeah, right. That'd help. Thank you.
I don't have anything else cool to give to you to put in there.
I got nothing.
No. Well, that's cool enough, I guess. Did you like this one?
I like this one.
So, I'll read what the sign says here. Herbert Cottrell Family Burial Ground. Although this cemetery is more commonly known as the Cottrell Family Burial Ground, it has also been labeled as the Old Drummer Boy Burial Ground. The origin of this site goes back to 1771, when James Herbert Sr., born 1752, died 1834, and his wife, Mary Vandeventer, obtained 40 acres here alongside the Waycake Wackack Path from her father, Peter Vandeventer. The headstone of James Herbert Sr. states he was a Revolutionary War veteran. He died on May 4th, 1834.
Fourth May.
He died on 4th May, 1834, at the age of 87 years, 11 months, and 21 days. In 1833, the tract passed to their son, James Herbert Jr., who, in his will of 30 July, 1853, ordered his executors to have the lot now used as a family burial ground enlarged so as to compromise 1 square acre. To have the same enclosed with a suitable and durable fence for the use of my family and their heirs as a family burial ground.
Can you say Ouija board show?
James Jr. served as a drummer boy in the War of 1812, thus providing the alternate name of the old drummer boy burial ground.
Here, I have a little measuring tape from a sewing kit. You can put that in there.
In 1854, James Herbert Jr. sold his property to his son-in-law, Jesse Morford, yet retained the burial ground fronting on the Middletown Road. James Herbert Jr.'s parents, James and Mary, wife Catherine Walling, children and grandchildren are buried here, as are many others related by marriage. The earliest dated stone is for Joseph Morris, probably James Jr.'s brother-in-law, who died 14th of October, 1825, aged 55 years and 3 months. John Cottrell, a builder of sailing vessels, has a sculptured replica of a ship on his eroding gravestone. He married Mary Herbert, daughter of James Jr. Moore. Recent stones are for Jesse Morford, who died on May 16, 1817, and a Henry Morford, probably a grandson of Jesse, who died on March 12, 1936. It is likely the cemetery was much larger and contained hundreds of graves of the early settlers. The historic Herbert Cottrell burial ground was renovated by John L. Sperduto, member of Troop 32, River Plaza, New Jersey, as his Eagle Scout Leadership Service project in September of 2011.
So what do you think about that?
That one was good. I liked that one.
What was it hidden, what was
it
covering?
It was stuck in the tree stump at 12 o'clock.
Ah, so they meant by, see, now, I'm bad at this, because I was looking
straight
forward.
Yeah, me too. But it was in the tree stump exactly at 12 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
And then you were just shoved in there. Yeah. Roll in.
All right, yep. Alicia, can you just punch in the coordinates?
Done.
Okay, can you tell me, best way to get to Tatum Park? Should I take 35?
It's off of Red Hill Road, apparently. And yes, it's right across from Deep Cut Gardens. So it is right
Tatum Park is.
That's so they right. said.
Yeah, just go back to instead of making a left into Deep Cut Gardens.
Right. The right into Tatum.
Right into Tatum Park.
Company.
Hello.
That's what you do when you pull into somebody's driveway.
Didn't you say company?
Yep.
I wonder if those people are going to go back and look inside that box.
Probably.
Their curiosity is going to kill them.
Well, we explained to them what it was.
Yeah. Somebody something new today.
Did you see her face when you said you're on the radio show?
Yeah, she was like,
like hiding behind her. I wonder why.
And she doesn't understand the concept between audio and video.
I guess not.
It's good.
Come on, they didn't even know what geocaching was.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.